Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Maria. Were you able to start on the wedding cakes yet?
Yes, I've started on the Anderson order. It's a little more complex than I thought it would be.
Yes, they're more complicated, and they do take a little more time, but it'll be worth it.
Right. We can definitely increase our bakery sales by offering wedding cakes. Take a look. Is the color of this frosting okay?
Actually, the order called for a dark pink. This is a little too pale. Let me get some more food coloring from the supply closet.
Number 32. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 33. How do the speakers hope to increase sales? Number 34. What will the man do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Joanne. I didn't know you rode a bike to work. When did you start doing that?
Last week. The town just added a new bike lane on Felton Road, so now I can ride here.
That's great. I heard the town government is planning to add bike lanes on some other roads, too.
It's really convenient. My commute to work used to be an hour by bus, and now it's only 25 minutes.
Wow. You know, I'm a member of a local bike riding club that takes tours on the weekends. You should join. It's a great group.
Number 35. What does the woman say a town recently did? Number 36. Why is the woman pleased about a change? Number 37. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, Ms. Wilson. This is Oliver Lewis calling from Kardak Engineering. I reviewed your application for the mechanical engineer position and would like to interview you.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
Good. I'll transfer you to my administrative assistant. He'll make the arrangements for the interview.
Great.
Hello, Ms. Wilson. This is Mr. Lewis's assistant, Martin. I'm wondering if Wednesday at 9 a.m. works for you.
Yes, that's perfect. Now, I've never been to your office complex before. Where can I find directions?
I'll email those to you.
Number 38. What type of company do the men work for? Number 39. What is the purpose of the telephone call? Number 40. What will be sent to the woman? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, you've reached Taylor Dental. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Susan Walker, one of Dr. Taylor's patients. I'd like to schedule an appointment for a teeth cleaning this Friday. Will that be possible?
Unfortunately, we're all booked this week. But if someone cancels and an appointment opens up, I could contact you.
Sure, thanks.
I should let you know, in case you do get an appointment, that our parking area is under construction this week, so you can't park there.
Oh, no. I don't know of any other parking areas nearby.
Well, the number 10 bus stops right outside our building.
Number 41. Where does the man work? Number 42. What does the man offer to contact the woman about? Number 43. Why does the man say,
"The number 10 bus stops right outside our building"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, welcome to Chesterton Bank. How can I help you?
Well, I'd like to deposit my paycheck into my savings account.
Of course. Have you thought about signing up for direct deposit? That way your paycheck will go directly into your account and you don't have to come into the branch to do the transaction.
That sounds great, actually.
You just need to fill out some paperwork. I'll go prepare that now so you can sign up today.
Number 44. Where are the speakers? Number 45. What is the woman trying to do? Number 46. What will the man do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Hakim. The prototype for our new refrigerator is ready to show to our appliance distributors from Malaysia today.
Oh, it turns out we had to reschedule the meeting about the refrigerator. Their flight was delayed and their plane won't be arriving until this evening.
So I guess they'll be going straight to their hotel then. Should I arrange for a car service to pick them up in the morning?
Yes, thanks. Around 9 o'clock would be good.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Number 47. What product are the distributors coming to see? Number 48. Why has the meeting been rescheduled? Number 49. What will the woman do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, welcome to the Chemistry Research Conference. Here's your name badge and welcome packet. It includes a program with a schedule of conference events.
Thank you. Do you happen to know if there will be a question and answer session after each presentation? I have a question for one of the speakers.
Yes, there'll be a few minutes at the end of each session for that. Oh, and before you go in, don't forget to choose a travel mug from the next table. We have two different colors this year.
Number 50. Where are the speakers? Number 51. What does the man say he wants to do? Number 52. What does the woman remind the man to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Takumi from Color Printing Solutions. I emailed you the mock-up of your company's flyer this morning. Have you had time to review it?
Oh, hi, Takumi. I just saw your draft of the flyer and was about to call you myself. We actually have a new company logo.
Okay, no problem. Can you send it to me before lunch? That way I can be sure to finish the print job by the end of today as promised.
Sure. Please charge the order to the credit card you have on file for our account.
Number 53. What business is the man calling from? Number 54. Why does the woman say,
"We actually have a new company logo"?
Number 55. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
A lot more people have been visiting the museum lately. My tours have been completely full. What about yours, Emily?
Mine too. I think it's because of the new art exhibit, the one that was donated by Juno Siska. It would be interesting to know how she started collecting art.
Well, I just heard that Ms. Siska will be here next Thursday afternoon to talk about her collection. I'm sure there'll be a chance to ask her questions.
That sounds great. How much are tickets to that event?
Oh, you won't have to pay. Everyone who works at the museum gets in free of charge.
Number 56. What do the women do at the museum? Number 57. What most likely caused an increase in museum visitors? Number 58. According to the man, what will happen on Thursday? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I bought this computer just the other day, but I think it may be defective. The operating system software has frozen on me several times already.
Well, freezes are common during setup, and there's an easy fix for that. We do offer technical support for a small fee if you're interested.
Isn't that included in my insurance package?
Oh, you bought our insurance. Yes, technical support is one of the benefits. What's your phone number, please? I can pull up your policy with that number.
It's 555-0144.
Number 59. What problem does the man have? Number 60. What did the man's purchase include? Number 61. What information does the woman request? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and catering menu.
Hey, David. Our clients are coming from overseas next week, and we need to order the food for the welcome dinner. Which of these dishes do you think we should get?
Well, the last time we had clients here, we ordered the vegetable pasta. Everyone really liked it.
Yeah, I remember. But this time we have a larger budget, so I wanted to order something different.
Why don't we order the baked salmon?
I was thinking that, too. Also, we still have to call and confirm the hotel booking for our clients. I'm going to do that now.
Number 62. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 63. Look at the graphic. How much will the speakers most likely spend per person? Number 64. What does the woman say she will do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and instructions.
Carl, you cleaned all the equipment in the laboratory last night, right? I received a complaint from one of the lab technicians this morning that I wanted to talk to you about.
Really? What was the problem?
Well, he said that the microscope lenses were dirty. When you cleaned them, did you wipe them in a circular motion, like the manual indicates? If you don't, it could just spread the dirt around.
Oh, you know, I think I might have done that the wrong way. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Other people have made that same mistake. I'd better copy that page in the manual and post it in the lab for all the staff.
Number 65. Why does the woman want to talk to the man? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which step in the procedure does the woman mention? Number 67. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and graph.
Hi, Sandra. This information packet contains statistics about our sales performance so far this year. Take a look at this page. It has the sales figures for our high-end tires for the first quarter.
Interesting. The Z150 is newest car tire, right? And we sold 35,000 of them in 1 month this quarter. What happened that month?
We offered a discount to car dealers that bought more than 1,000 tires. It was extremely effective. When we ended the deal, sales went down a little bit, so we're offering it again this month.
Number 68. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which month's sales figures does the woman ask about? Number 70. What does the man say they will do this month?